The latest astronomy news for May 2008 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show and the archives, go to www.jodcast.net.
In the news this month, evidence for a black hole at the centre of Omega Centauri, X-ray light echoes show that Sagittarius A star was active 300 years ago, and radio observations catch a supermassive black hole in outburst. One of the largest and arguably most impressive globular clusters in the sky, Omega Centauri, lies at a distance of almost 5 kiloparsecs from the solar system and has a mass equivalent to 5 million stellar mass stars. The stars within Omega Centauri, however, make it stand out from other globular clusters within the Milky Way's halo. Easily visible to observers in the southern hemisphere, Omega Centauri has been known to be unusual for some time. It is larger than other globular clusters and rotates faster than most. There is also plenty of evidence that it consists of more than one generation of stars. Globular clusters are usually made up of just one generation of old stars. These anomalies have led to the suggestion that Omega Centauri is actually the core of a dwarf galaxy, which has been stripped of its outer stars. A team of astronomers have used both the Hubble Space Telescope and the Gemini South Telescope to search the cluster for evidence of an intermediate mass black hole at its core, exactly what you would expect for the core of a dwarf galaxy. By measuring the amount of light coming from the core of Omega Sen in HST images, the team, led by Eva Noyola from the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Physics in Germany, determined how many stars there were in the core of the cluster. They then used the GMOS instrument on Gemini South in Chile to measure the orbital velocities of stars near the centre of the cluster. The faster the velocities, the more mass there has to be at the centre of the cluster. What they found was that the number of stars seen in the core is not enough to account for the measured velocities, implying that there must be something more massive in the core. The likely explanation for this discrepancy is that the core does indeed contain an intermediate mass black hole, but the authors point out that detailed numerical simulations need to be performed before other theories can be conclusively ruled out. It is thought that all galaxies contain a black hole at their centre, including our own Milky Way. In the case of our galaxy, the black hole, known as Sagittarius A star, is a supermassive black hole containing around 4 million times the mass of our Sun. But it is in a so-called quiescent state. It is not producing anything like the amount of radiation seen in other far more active galaxies. Japanese astronomers have now used a technique which looks for light echoes, the reflections from material surrounding an event such as an explosion, to determine that Sagittarius A star went through an outburst only 300 years ago. As gas and dust spirals in towards a black hole, it forms what is known as an accretion disk. Within this disk, material heats up to several million degrees and begins to emit X-rays. The team, led by Tatsuya Inoue from Kyoto University, Japan, used observations made by the European Space Agency's Exmo Newton telescope to look for echoes from the X-ray radiation generated during older outbursts. They found that small clouds of gas within the region known as Sagittarius B2 brightened and then faded in X-ray light during observations carried out between 1994 and 2005. This region is close to the centre of our galaxy, but far enough away from the black hole that light and therefore X-rays takes 300 years to reach it. When it hits the cloud, the radiation excites iron atoms, which then re-emit the X-rays, some of them head in the direction of the Earth. Compared to the X-rays which reach us directly from the black hole during the outburst, these X-rays from the light echo take an extra 300 years to reach us. It is still unknown why Sagittarius A star varies so wildly in its activity, but one suggestion for this particular outburst is a supernova explosion which could have pushed gas into the black hole for a time, resulting in a giant flare. At the extreme end of the scale, some supermassive black holes are so energetic that they produce enormous jets of supercharged particles. Such systems have been observed in many galaxies in the distant universe, but the exact mechanism that creates these blazar jets is still a bit of a mystery, because the high-resolution observations needed to distinguish between various theoretical models had not been made with enough detail. Using the Very Long Baseline Array, a network of 10 radio telescopes across the United States of America, a team led by Alan Marsher of Boston University has taken a close-up look at one of these objects. The group used the VLBA to observe a well-known example of a supermassive black hole in the blazar known as BLR30, or BLLAC, a well-known example of this type of object. The model they put forward is similar to how a jet engine works, although the jet in this case is confined by a very strong magnetic field rather than a metal nozzle. The strong helical field collimates the flow, resulting in a very narrow jet containing material moving at very high velocities. In the case of BLWAC, the jet is pointing almost straight at us and contains material moving at 99% the speed of light. What the radio observations showed is a new blob of material moving along the jet away from the black hole, together with two bursts of very high energy gamma rays, which probably coincide with the material passing through shock fronts. This is the clearest view yet of how jets actually work. Astrophysical jets are also produced by other types of objects, such as white dwarfs and neutron stars, and it is thought that an insight into how one type of jet forms could help our understanding of jets in other kinds of objects. And finally, to mark 18 years in orbit, a series of 59 spectacular images has been released by the Hubble Space Telescope team. The images, all taken by the HST since its launch on April 24, 1990, showcase a series of galactic collisions taking place across the sky. The scale of these events is so enormous that these collisions and mergers can take many hundreds of millions of years to complete. As two or more galaxies pass close to each other, the gravitational forces between them start to distort their shapes into strange and beautiful structures stretching across many hundreds of thousands of light years, often generating long tidal tails of dust and gas. The gas begins to collapse under the influence of the gravitational interaction, and stars begin to form, leading to a burst of star formation, known appropriately as a starburst. The Hubble Space Telescope is currently expected to continue operations until 2013.